You are listening to a tarot consultation on the Spirit Keepers Archive with Sarah Haskins.
Welcome back to the Spirit Keepers Archive, your go-to podcast for insightful tarot consultations and spiritual exploration. Today, we're going to hear from Alexis. I'm going to read her email and then do a mini consultation for insight into her situation. I'm going to show you how the tarot serves as a mirror into your own consciousness and how it sparks your imagination and your intuition in order to find the answers that are already buried within. At the end of the episode, I'll give you some takeaways to think about or journal about. Let's dive right in.
But first, a quick disclaimer. Tarot consultations offer insights by tapping into the unconscious, revealing uncanny revelations. They provide valuable insights, offer a different perspective, and identify the energy surrounding a situation. However, it is crucial to recognize that all decisions and actions stemming from the guidance of the cards are the sole responsibility of the querent.
So let's read this email. Hello, Sarah. I hope this message finds you well. I am reaching out for some guidance, particularly from a tarot perspective, as I find myself in a bit of a dilemma. My husband and I have been planning a trip next summer, and while I initially took the initiative by putting down the deposit, I have been the sole contributor to the payments so far, despite multiple conversations and providing a detailed budget that includes his share. He hasn't contributed. Here's where it gets tricky. I've been the primary financial support for our household in the past, covering most of the bills. It was a challenging period, and I had to shoulder the entire financial responsibility for a while. Now, with this trip looming, I'm contemplating canceling it because I don't want to bear the full cost. While I understand that I make more than him and have a better handle on finances, I'm struggling with feelings of frustration and a sense of unfairness. I've been patient and understanding, but it doesn't seem right for me to cover the entire bill. I'm torn, feeling like I might be viewed as unreasonable or unsupportive. I'd appreciate any insight or advice the tarot might offer in navigating this situation. Thank you for your time and guidance. Best, Alexis. Alexis, that does sound like a frustrating situation. I am more than happy to pull a couple of cards for you and see what comes up. Okay, Alexis, I have drawn three cards for you. The first is the heart of the matter, the second is a different perspective you might take on the matter, and the third is possible advice for you moving forward. So in that order, I pulled the Empress reversed, the Three of Pentacles reversed, and the Two of Swords in reverse. So we have all reversed cards in this spread. Let's start with the Empress reversed. This is talking about the heart of the matter. When the Empress shows up in a reading, it's usually all about bringing something forward into reality and realizing something that you have been creating. So in your case, trying to produce a lovely vacation for you and your husband, trying to create it, plan it, pay for it, etc., is the embodiment of the Empress. But the Empress also represents an ability to bring harmony and success into your interpersonal relationships. But in this case, she's reversed, which means there's an emptiness, a lack of fruition, and there's no harmony in your relationship to your husband right now in regards to this particular situation. And this card feels pretty accurate to your situation. The Empress card is associated with the element of earth, and so she's asking you to think about harnessing earth qualities in order to succeed. You are lacking right now in this situation qualities like patience, resourcefulness, practicality, and stability. According to your email, it really sounds like financially you are the stable one in your partnership. So consider how you might use that to empower yourself instead of allowing it to let you feel resentful towards your husband for it. Since this Empress is in reverse, she's also saying that you need to take a look at yourself and how you are reacting to this situation. You can't control what he's doing or what he's going to do or what he's paying or not paying, but you can control your reactions to it and how you want to proceed moving forward. And you need to determine whether or not moving forward with this particular vacation at this particular budget is worth it for you or not. And there's no right or wrong answer there. It's just what is more worth it to you. For the second card, which is talking about looking at a different perspective moving forward, I drew the Three of Pentacles reversed. So the Three of Pentacles signifies working together to achieve a goal. If you look at the card, it shows a craftsman who is standing on a bench and he's standing above the architects with blueprints in their hands. And so it shows that there's this mutual understanding about how the architects cannot accomplish the task of building what they've drawn on this blueprint without the craftsman, and the craftsman can't build without the plans from the architects. So what they're creating, what they're trying to bring into fruition, they cannot do without relying on each other. This card is the card of validation. And so since it's in reverse, it's showing that perhaps you're not feeling very validated in the fact that you've had this great idea for a vacation and you've planned it and you've started putting money towards it and you don't feel like there's any help, any enthusiasm or financial return coming from your husband. And so when the Three of Pentacles is reverse, it does point to mediocrity and irresponsibility. So when we're trying to look at this situation from a different perspective, this card is about the need to work together and rely on each other and that you're not doing that. So think about how you and your partner have been working together on this vacation. Did you just decide what vacation you were going to go on, or did he have any input in the destination, the activities, etc.? If you haven't been working together, what are the reasons you're absolutely certain about that this is the vacation, this is the destination, these are the planned activities that we're going on, and how are you certain that those things are enticing to your partner? Could it possibly be that he hasn't contributed any money towards the endeavor because it's really not the type of vacation that he really wants to go on? If money is an issue for him, what kind of vacation would make him more comfortable paying for or contributing to? And that could mean a different destination or a different activity. And is there a compromise that could be found there? What would appeal to him? And would those things be something that also sound enticing to you? The Three of Pentacles reversed points out that there could be a disconnection here at the foundation of this situation. Looking at these first two cards, the Empress reversed and the Three of Pentacles reversed, not only are they both earth elements and reversed, showing that there's a lack of those earth qualities being utilized in this situation, but they are also both threes. The Empress is the third card in the major arcana. And then the Three of Pentacles is obviously a three. And threes represent growth, creation, creative expression, and they also show a synthesis of opposites, which we're not getting here since they're all in reverse. So they're both reversed or ill-dignified, and so the focus is that your situation lacks stability, creative expression, resourcefulness, and teamwork. So can you go back to the basics? Can you discuss the vacation from scratch in terms of destination and financial obligation? That's definitely something to consider here and is worth exploring if you want to find a solution. And your third card that I pulled for a possible advice moving forward is the Two of Swords, which is also in reverse. This card indicates that you may have already made up your mind about what you want to do in this situation in your head, But this card is serving as a warning that perhaps the decision that you have already come up with, but maybe haven't expressed yet, is not the best path to go down. The Two of Swords in reverse indicates that the decision you have in your mind is based on your senses and your emotions instead of on logic and reason, and that it would do you good to attempt to look at your path from a place of logic and reason. The Two of Swords in reverse also depicts a waning moon instead of a waxing moon, and that typically indicates that the way forward is to just find a settlement of your disputes, let bygones be bygones, correct the mistakes that both of you have made in planning this vacation, and just accept the fact that your husband either can't or won't contribute financially to this particular vacation. When you have the Two of Swords, it usually indicates that there are two paths that you could go down, and both paths are going to have their difficulties in them. So in your case, this indicates that perhaps one path has you relying on your emotions and could possibly exacerbate the situation. You may end up accusing your husband of sabotaging your vacation or not contributing, and that could leave your partner feeling unheard or ashamed, and that can take you down a rabbit hole of a multitude of issues. Or the other path is you could approach this from a place of patience and stability, and that's going back to that earth energy that was so prominent in the first two cards. Perhaps this path is finding a way to plan a vacation that you both would enjoy and can afford and pay for. The Two of Swords always indicates difficult decisions, as I said, so both of these paths have their challenges. You know, one of them builds and fosters resentment and leads you down a path where you're arguing and fighting and having emotional issues. And the second path is also challenging because it means that you have to start over, and maybe you're going to lose the deposit that you put down on the vacation, and maybe what you come up with and compromise on isn't the exact vacation that you want, but it's something that you both could enjoy. It's just not your dream vacation. But what's more important to you? There's no right or wrong answer. It's whatever is more important is going to be the path that you choose to go down. But keep in mind, the Two of Swords is asking that you face the problem head on with a logic and reason before the situation gets worse and possibly takes any of the decision making out of your hands. Okay, friends, that is our tarot consultation for today. Here are your top three takeaways. Number one, the Empress in reverse is saying be practical. Practice patience and understand that your plans are not coming together as expected. Try to accept that. It's crucial to stay patient and use your practical skills. Allow your financial stability to empower you instead of using it as a weapon. Number two, the Three of Pentacles in reverse is saying it's time to team up and get clarity. Go back to the basics. Have a very clear talk with your husband about the vacation plans and ensure that you're both on the same page and working together. Number three, the Two of Swords in reverse says it's time to choose logic over emotion. Think logically, not emotionally. If you've already made up your mind in your head, think about whether or not that's the correct path to go down. Look for solutions that make sense to avoid any unnecessary conflicts and find a resolution that benefits the both of you. Thank you for joining me today. Check out the photos of the cards that I pulled for today on my Instagram, The Spirit Keepers Archive. If you're familiar with tarot or you see something in the cards you'd like to share, feel free to leave a comment. Your insight could be quite valuable. If you'd like to submit your own inquiry for a mini tarot consultation on this podcast, simply click the link in the bio of my Instagram, The Spirit Keepers Archive. Or you can find the link in the show notes. These readings are at no cost to you. If you found today's episode enjoyable, take a moment to leave a review.
follow me on Instagram, or give the podcast a 5-star rating. A touch of good karma can go a long way. Until next time, stay curious. There's magic in this modern world.